JCC Coaches Show here for the winter sports previews. And next up is Jackson County Central Wrestling head coach Nate Hansen of the Huskies. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
So another section title last year, getting back to the state tournament and advancing to fourth place as a team, and then the five individual qualifiers as well for JCC, and a majority of them return as well. So going into this season, what is JCC looking to maybe carry over, or is it just a new year?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I'd say. You know, we'd like to carry over some of that success, but at the same time, it's a new year. So we got a lot of, we've had a week or week and a half of practice in here, and we're looking good. The room is looking great. And, you know, the goal kind of pretty standard. We want to place in the top three of the state tournament somewhere and, you know, qualify and place as many kids as high as we can in the individual side.
What are the most important principles that you instill, especially kind of day one for JCC to be able to achieve those goals?
I don't know. A lot of it's just belief in themselves, belief in that they can do it, and, you know, putting in the hard work that it takes to achieve those goals. And kind of just that's kind of the way that we try to run it at Jackson County Central Wrestling is just, you know, we set high goals, we work really hard, and it's hard to set a high goal if you don't put all the work in. So, and believe you actually can achieve it. So we set our high goals, and then we work really hard to try to do everything we can to prepare these kids to achieve those goals. And I think that's a skill that'll carry over in whatever they choose to do in life.
What are some of those most important, or some of those guys, maybe they're returning or maybe they're stepping into a new or expanded role as far as some of those kind of individuals that you're hoping to see be in those kind of leadership or big roles for you?
Yeah, I think we got our team captains this year are Kyler Thier, Carson Colander, and Evan Bartholomew. So I think Evan was the captain last year, but was injured all year, so he didn't get to wrestle much. So I'm looking for him to really step in there. I know he's excited about his senior year. He's never really wrestled for Jackson County Central yet, even though he's been here for a year and a half now. So he's really excited to get on the mat and wrestle for us. I know that for sure. Carson Colander is, you know, looking to take another step. Got a little injury in the football finals, but he'll be back and he'll be in there. And he's really looking to be one of our leaders this year. And we're looking forward to him stepping up and helping us out. And I know he's looking forward to it too. Then we got Kyler Thier, who's always been one of our best wrestlers for the last couple of years in our lineup, and this year taking on more of a leadership role. So I think that'll help him and the team. We got a couple other new guys coming in too. Like you said, you mentioned people's roles expanding or getting a little bit bigger. I think, you know, some of the guys that were in there a little bit part time are going to be full time starters. We'll be looking for them for some big points. If you just kind of look at our lineup up and down, I think, you know, at 107 pounds, we got Peyton Sorbo probably going to start the year there. We got a couple other really tough guys there, and Maddox Bogard and Gabe Honette, also really good wrestlers. But I think, you know, right now probably Peyton Sorbo has the edge there, and he wrestled quite a bit of varsity last year. But then when Matthias cut down to 107, he kind of got squeezed out of the starting lineup. But he's going to be our starter this year at 107, I would predict, most of the year. And he's another one we're looking to for big things this year.
The excitement of a new year, of course, getting into the thick of it as you get into the season ahead. Are there any kind of, you know, mile markers that you're looking at or things like that as far as the season, and especially when you've had as much success, even up to the section level over the course of the last few years, you're always going to get everybody's best effort, but that's always the goal, I guess, of everybody as you go into competition.
Yeah, I think the message is, for us, everything's important. We'll start the dual, and we'll start the dual season next Thursday at Laverne against Laverne and Redwood, and we're probably favored pretty big, but I mean, it's an important dual. We want to do as well as we can. I think it's an important match. They're both section opponents. They're both conference opponents. And I think, you know, if you put all the emphasis on the end of the year, I think you're only wrestling for what, one date or two dates. I don't think that's really realistic or a great way mentally to be sharp. I think you got to think everything's important. And like, so we'll be giving our best effort come our opening duel on Thursday. And that day, that's going to be the most important duel of the year. And I think that way, you know, I think it helps take the pressure off the end of the season, because we've talked about everything being important. And for those guys that get to wrestle on Thursday night for the Huskies against the Cardinals from Laverne and Redwood, I think, you know, that's going to be the most important day for them that day. So I hope that message kind of helps alleviate some pressure at the end of the season, because, you know, we've had a bunch of important dates and this is just one more.
Yeah, you got to have the building blocks in place and put those on top of each other, I guess, throughout the season.
Yeah, and just like I wouldn't want to call because you had one bad tournament at the end of the year, then what, your whole season's a failure? I wouldn't say that. I mean, everything's important. We're going to look to win every match we can, and we're going to look to try to be as successful as we can.
We'll be following as you do that. The girls are rapidly growing as well. We talked to Coach Boyum about that a little bit in particular, but a team that continues to hopefully grow as you go through the years as well.
Yeah, I think we have the most girls out we've had to start the year. I think we've got about seven or so, and they're doing a really good job. They're working really hard, and, you know, we got an official girls coach this year, Mary Boyan. That's the first time we've had that. We appreciate the school support on that side of it, and I think now that we have that in place, I think she's going to do a great job, and that program's going to continue to grow. We've got a couple girls in there with a lot of experience and a couple girls in there with, or most of the girls in there with just kind of getting started with it. But that's pretty exciting, and you know, we're looking forward to see that thing continue to grow like it is across, to be honest, the whole country.
Well, thanks as always, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
That's Huskies head coach Nate Hansen talking about the Jackson County Central wrestling season, getting us ready for it during the winter sports preview on the GCC Coaches Show.